Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Multifamily Podcast. My name is Mike Wilbur, and today I was very lucky to sit down with Steve Wunsch. He is an industry legend, and if you don't know Steve, I highly encourage you to get to know him. He's active on social. He's a very well-known industry speaker. He's coming up on 30 years in the industry, and he has certainly accomplished a lot in those 30 years. I was lucky to meet Steve about 8 years ago. I unsuccessfully tried to sell him while he was working for Echelon, who's now part of the Asset Living family. And in this episode, we sat down to really dig into why Steve decided to transition back to the operator side of the industry. And he sort of spills the beans on this new management company that he's fortunate to be part of. And today is the day that they're announcing the new brand and intentions behind Capital Square Living. So in this conversation, you're going to hear about Steve, this new opportunity, and you're also going to hear some remarkable career advice. We talk through what it looks like to maintain relationships in this small but mighty industry. And we also dig into the power and importance of never burning a bridge. This conversation was really fun, and I hope you learn a lot. Let's get into it. Steve, welcome to Modern Multifamily.
Thanks, Mike. It's about time.
It is about time. We've tried to do this for actually more than a year at this point, and I would love to start at current state. Would you mind sharing your new role, title, and company?
Yeah, I'm happy to announce that I have accepted the position as Vice President of Learning and Development at Capital Square Living, which is based in Richmond, Virginia. We are a subsidiary of a company called Capital Square, which on the real estate investment side of things is moving and shaking big things, not only in the multifamily space, but also in the commercial medical office space. We've got a pretty big footprint of a very versatile portfolio all across the country. But yeah, we're excited to be here in Richmond, getting things started with a brand new management company. It's a startup. So from the ground floor up, we are building this bad boy. And in 90 days, we hope we will have a fully fleshed out management platform and be bringing on our first two properties come the 31st of March.
Super cool. I'm excited to dig in with you. And before we jump into startup life and maybe some career lessons along the way, because I know there's been some kind of boomerang full circling as you found this new adventure. For folks listening that don't know who you are, which there probably aren't too many of them at this point, would you mind maybe just sharing kind of what your backgrounds look like and how you found yourself in the role that you're in today?
Sure. Yeah. So I have 2023 is actually my 30th year in the multifamily space. I started leasing apartments in the Atlanta market in 1993. I won't tell you how old I was then, but I was old enough to know that it was a great opportunity. So I was, you know, leasing, assistant manager, community manager, property sold. So in 99, I stepped off into the training and support world as a software training manager for Archstone Communities, which was a pretty big brand back in the 90s, and have segued then into, you know, several different training and development support roles with multiple organizations: Archstone, AIMCO, Equity Residential, Landmark Apartment Trust, Echelon Property Group in Denver, and then I parlayed for a couple of years over to the supplier partner side. As you know, I was with NOC CRM for about a year as a VP of sales for the West region. And then most recently with Leap, which is a company that provides a security deposit alternative and a rent guarantor platform, which is amazing. And I was just missing my roots. You know, I was missing the multifamily operations piece, which is my sweet spot. You know, I was VP of marketing and events for Leap, which was great. And I was loving it. But I really felt like my sweet spot is, you know, learning and development for the site teams, the folks that are, you know, day-to-day operations on the property side of things. And so when this opportunity presented itself, I had many signs telling me not to say no. So I said yes and moved myself to Richmond in the beginning of December. And here I am.
So I want to ask you a couple questions based on that. And I'll start with this one. As you're building this startup within a real estate empire, I have to assume you're pulling some pages out of your past playbook, but also building a playbook as you go, as you embark on building out this new vertically integrated, you know, management company.
Yeah.
As you come out of, you know, experience at Knock and Leap, two really great companies that are, I think, going to do great things and continue to do great things for the industry, are you bringing any lessons back into the operator side with you after being on the sales, marketing side, on the technology side of our industry?
I think the biggest lesson that I bring is to share with my colleagues here to be sure to listen to supplier partners when they reach out. Especially if the supplier partner's done their homework. And, you know, you and I have had several conversations regarding folks that just kind of connect with you on LinkedIn and then they pitch slap you. And you know, that's not the way to go. But, you know, we've had the opportunity to talk with Leap already. And, you know, we weren't really looking to consider that platform. And I'm like, listen, just hear what they have to say. It's going to be 5 minutes out of your day that could reinvent your business. And so, you know, sharing that side of the coin with the operators here and letting them know, you know, supplier partners are out there working just as hard as we are, if not harder, especially now with the situation the economy's in and things are shaky and people are trying to do their best to keep things moving forward. You know, I think that's the biggest share that I could offer. And for those operators that are in your listening audience, you know, for this episode, I'd say the same thing. You know, what's it going to kill you to hear somebody talk about their solution for 5 minutes when it might be something that you're not interested in, but it could be something that could really revolutionize what you're doing as an organization?
Absolutely. I do feel like over the past couple of years, it really feels like the tides have somewhat balanced between the operator side and the technology side. It used to be that I felt like I was pleading for people's time. And now it really feels like people are asking for my time to help become a problem solver, even if it's not about the technology that I represent, which right now I'm super happy to be at Rent Dynamics. But yeah. I agree with that. And I also do agree that like pitch slapping is never going to win a friend. So there's always a lesson to be learned there too.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot to be said for the thought leadership that is in that startup tech prop tech space. There's so many talented people, yourself included, Adam Meshiko at Leap, you know, tons of folks who are just really smart about what they do and how they do it. And there are lots of lessons to be learned from those folks.
I want to ask you, I think, maybe a career lesson or two that you've had in this transition. It sounds like this role came to you. You did not come to find this position on your own. Yeah. You've been in the industry for coming up on 30 years. I'm assuming you've worked hard to maintain bridges, not burn bridges. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear maybe some like brass tacks advice for people listening. How have you built such a career of personal brand and relationship to make sure that as you embark on your next adventure, which you've done more than a couple of times, that you maintain good connection with the people you work with? Because you and I both know that your network is everything in this small but mighty industry.
That's very true. And, you know, I mean, I can't stress it enough. Like, don't burn a bridge unless you 110% know that you're never going to need to cross that bridge again, because, you know, in the multifamily space, you never know who's going to end up being the owner of some company that you might be a part of now or want to be a part of in the future. That's probably the biggest thing. And, you know, I mean, I live my life very transparently and, you know, maybe to a fault, sometimes too transparently. I know I've gone dark on LinkedIn over the last few months just because we were keeping wraps under, you know, the process that's going on here at Capital Square Living. But, you know, don't burn a bridge, you know, work hard, do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. I'm a big proponent of under promising and over delivering. And so even as we've embarked on this venture, you know, there's a lot of things that I'd love to see day one, but I know what the site teams deal with on a day-to-day basis because I've been in their shoes. And so we're really pacing ourselves and we're doing what's necessary first. And then what's nice to have will come later. And I'm excited to see how we'll be able to expand our, you know, not only our portfolio, but our operations model and the technology partners that we'll, you know, be partnering with over the next few years as things grow and change here at Capital Square Living.
You've surely played this game before, whether it's on LinkedIn or just like thinking back, but I do this all the time, Stephen. I'd love to hear if you do this too. So I'll go to like LinkedIn or even just like pay attention to like who I'm around at a conference or something. I'll reflect back to when I first met that person. Maybe it was someone I was working with or I just knew of in the industry, 8, 9, 10, let alone further years back. And then you see the roles that those people are in today. And it's like, sheesh, like, good thing I've stayed close to that person. They're now a CEO over here or a chief marketing officer over here. Yeah. It's pretty wild when you think about just like the power of connection relationship, like the fact that you and I can get a meeting with just about anybody today because we've done the right thing. Mm-hmm. Do you ever play that game? Because with as long as your career's been, you surely have who's who's connections when it comes to the industry.
I do. And I mean, I maintain those relationships pretty regularly. I never let time go by where I'm not engaged in what they're sharing on LinkedIn, what's happening in their organizations. I'm constantly out there supporting people as they make career moves and as they, you know, take on new positions and as they celebrate their anniversaries and their birthdays. And I really, you know, I preach this from, you know, before I was a trainer. I was a relationship driven person, and I really believe that our business in multifamily is based on relationships and keeping them strong and being, you know, true to yourself, whether you're on a webinar or whether you're in front of a group speaking or if you're teaching a class. You know, you are who you are 100% of the time. And, you know, I didn't realize personal brand thing until Melanie Trapnell stopped me in the hall at NAA in Denver in 2018 or 19. And she said, you don't realize how big a personal brand you have. And up until that point, I didn't really think about it because I was just a trainer working at an organization, whether it was, you know, Equity Residential, or I think at that point in time, I was at Echelon Property Group in Denver, which is now Asset Living Denver. And it really made me step back and take stock of like, oh gosh, yeah, I didn't really realize that. I try to put stuff out into the universe that's not, you know, I try not to self-promote, and I tell people I'm terrible at the art of self-promotion. I'm more about promoting others. And I think that that's really been a key to my success in the fact that I built this brand around myself. Because it's not about me. And I always tell people, whether I'm teaching a class or speaking in front of, you know, 5,000 people at Apartmentalize, I'm only as good as my audience. And so if you're having a good time and you're engaged and you're learning, it's not about me. It's about you, because you chose to show up the right way. And you're it's all about you. You're bringing out the best in me, and I'm hopefully in turn bringing out the best in you. And I just took that approach to, you know, from that point forward, I really started to pay attention to being intentional about what I was putting out into the universe and sharing on my social feeds. And I think that's really made the difference.
Well, and I mean, I'd love your take here if you disagree or see it differently. But when I think about personal brand, I think about your reputation. Like when I think of Steve, I think of kind. I think of genuine. I think of intentional. I think of smart. I think, you know, good things. And I'll date that back to 2016 when I unsuccessfully tried to sell you G5. And you and I struck such a... okay. I say that like failure aside, like you and I like really connected on real life. And we connected on things that were much bigger than our work, let alone multifamily. And, you know, here we are, you know, 8+ years later, connected, trust one another. Yep. If I call, you answer, vice versa. And it's because of those first impressions. We each passed each other's sniff tests. And I think that's really what it's all about.
And you were excited about your solution. And you were 110% the evangelist of the G5 message, which in turn got me excited about your product, which, you know, I would have loved to have been able to partner with you guys. unfortunately, sometimes when you're in a support role like me, you're not the final decision maker, but that's okay. You know, I mean, but I think because of that, if you're not enthused and excited about what, I mean, I've been doing this for freaking 30 years. There's been nothing in my life. You could ask my parents if they were still here, they would tell you I had the attention span of a gnat. And for me to stay as engaged as I have over 30 years about what we do in multifamily, it's because I believe in it and I really am passionate about it. And that shows in what you do too, Mike. And I think the same things about you. You're kind, you're generous with your time, you're supportive of others, whether they're working for a competitor or not. And you're engaged. And I think that that's because we love what we do and we're excited about making a difference.
Totally. What wasn't like planned to ask you this, but now that we're talking about, you know, the industry and things like that, you've moved all over the place in your career, but moving in 2023 post pandemic to a new market, what was that like? I mean, you're in the industry as an executive, you've been in it as a marketer and as like a technology supplier. Was your experience good in doing that? Was it eye-opening in terms of the opportunities for the industry to you know, enable the renter to have a good experience? What was that experience like as you moved cross country?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a proponent of always have the conversation, and I'll refer back to Greta Dare. She's president at Fetch Marketing, and she was at Aimco like 9 years ago as a leasing consultant in a class that I taught. And they were kind of asking me this sort of the same question, like, what advice would you give us as we start our careers? And I was like, don't ever say no to a relocation. Even if you don't want to move, don't say no, because then if you say no, you don't even get to have the conversation. And now it's different because people's eyes are open to remote work and how people can be trusted to do what they need to do. They don't necessarily have to be in the office in this particular city, you know, but I've always said, always have the conversation. And then when they say, you're the one we want, then say, well, how open would you be if I didn't want to move to Richmond? Luckily for me, it was the right time. You know, I'd lost my mom and, you know, had really moved back to Denver to support my parents as they were in their final years of aging out of this experience. And, you know, the timing was right for me, and it's been great. I'm excited to be back in an office with people, because on the supplier partner side, as you well know, a lot of time we're sitting where you're sitting, which is your home office. And I was by myself, and I get my energy from other people. And so that was, this has been a breath of fresh air. I have colleagues in the office to, you know, hash ideas and brainstorm and encourage one another, go out to dinner afterwards, you know, so I feel like it was the right decision for me at the right time. But I'd encourage folks, you know, I mean, I moved a lot with my career progression. So much so that my parents used to think I was in the witness protection program, like I was running from someone. But I'd encourage people, you know, take a chance. You know, it's worth a chance if you're excited about the company, if you believe in what they're doing, if you know the leadership is, and, you know, coming here, we'll probably talk a little bit about this later, but, you know, I knew who I was coming to work for. And that makes a huge difference in, you know, whether or not somebody wants to up and move their entire existence from Denver to Richmond. It's been fun.
So I think it's Gus that tapped you back in maybe Q4, Q3 about this opportunity. And I would love to hear about like the team you're assembling, how you're thinking about going to market as a newly formed management company underneath a, you know, a very significant owner in the space. Maybe do share a little bit about the team and how you all are thinking about assembling this new A team that's going to rock the industry.
Yeah, so we started together at Landmark Apartment Trust in Tampa back in I first moved down in 2013. And the funny story, I don't know if you've ever heard this story, Mike. I only worked there for about 163 days and then I quit because they were mean.
I've not heard the story.
Leadership was so mean, like managers would get off of asset review calls in tears and lock themselves in their offices. And it was just a real culture of negativity. And I couldn't, I was like, you know, who I work for is a direct reflection of me, and this is not who I want to see in the mirror. So I had moved from New York to Tampa. 163 days, I quit and moved to Atlanta to work for Greystar. And all the while I was gone, just from the start of leaving, Gus is on my heels. I want to talk to you. In fact, my first day, my boss, Susan Northcutt, worked in the Tampa office for Greystar. So I had to fly back down to Tampa to meet with her. She takes me to lunch and Gus is across the restaurant. Go and call me the whole time I'm with her. So I introduced the two of them and I'm like, this is my new boss, Susan. This is my old boss. Well, long and short is, you know, they were making some changes behind the scene that I didn't know about. And he said, look, if we make these changes in leadership, will you come back? And I said, well, you put your money where your mouth is and I will come back. And sure as shooting, 90 days later, poor Susan Northcutt, she told me at that time, she's like, I've never lost anyone in their first 90 days. And I said, well, Susan, it's not you. It's not Greystar. It's a great organization full of great people and great resources. But I promised these guys that if they would do what they said they'd do, I owed it to them to go back and finish the work that I had started. So I did that. And then fast forward a year and a half later, the company gets sold. And Starwood bought the company. Their managing partner was Milestone. And so all of us, it was me and Gus and a few others in the senior leadership team were not retained under the new management. So we all went our separate ways. And I kid you not, 7 years later, here comes Gus. And, you know, this talk about the stars aligning. It was the day that my mom passed. Gus texts me and he says, hey, I'm working on a project. I want to tap your training brain. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, things happened with my mom. So I had to wait a few days before I had the chance to get back with him. But when I finally did, he said, look, I don't want to tap your brain. I want to hire you again. This is what I'm doing. And he had been pitching to Capital Square, which is our parent organization, for several years, the idea of, you know, bringing management in-house. And, you know, a few years ago, it wasn't time. You know, the portfolio wasn't large enough. It just didn't feel right. Whether there were economic factors involved or not, I'm not sure. But, you know, come 2023 now, there's, you know, 44 properties, almost 14,000 units. And it's time for us to be able to say we can do it as well as or better than our management partners. And we've had some great third-party management partners that have been wonderful. Even through this transition, they've been amazingly supportive. And, you know, for them, it's a cost of doing business. It's part of their business model to win and lose business. And what a great way to lose business, not to a competitor, but to an owner who steps up to the plate and says, you know, we think we can do this. We've learned some great things from you guys. And now we've got a great leadership team. And Gus has wrangled me over learning and development. Ryan Perez is our SVP of shared services.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she came from Lorin. And prior to that, she was at Cortland. But she was one of the we're getting the band back together because she was at Landmark. And Brian Chafin is our controller. And he worked at Landmark with Gus. So again, it's the concept of that was 7 years ago. And I've had a number of jobs in between then and now. But the relationship with Gus has been strong and tended to. And look at the opportunity that then presents itself. So again, don't burn those bridges unless you really intend on never crossing them again. Because I'm so glad this bridge was still intact. And then we just recently brought on Courtney Krykar from she was a regional manager for Greystar, and she is our first regional manager for the new management company here, managing the Richmond portfolio. And we have a guy named Christopher Ray, who is our operations manager, and he was kind of part of the Capital Square parent family and took on the role to come help us herd all these cats that need to be tended to while we, you know, build this thing from the ground up. And so we've got, you know, the six of us, leadership in great position. And we've just been working hard. We actually, Ryan and I started working for, this is tell you how much we love Gus and believe in what he's doing here. We started working for Gus for free in October. and didn't start on the payroll here at Capital Square Living until January 3rd. So we were doing a lot behind the scenes even before we came. So it's a
wow.
It's been a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to see what's ahead, because it's only going to get better from here.
Have you figured out your travel schedule for the next couple months in terms of conferences, speaking? I know you're an industry guy, so when can we see you on the circuit next?
Yeah, honestly, I took some time off. You know, I had some pretty big life changes, you know, losing my mom and then a big move across country and a new job. And so I've kind of stepped out of that lane for now, but I will be back, I promise. Okay. I'm excited to go to Apartmentalize as an attendee and to be able, you know, because last year and the year before I was there on the supplier partner side, and I didn't get to spend any time with people that I wanted to. So I'm looking forward to going back now as an operator who will be very much, hopefully, wooed by some folks who want to win our business. But seriously, looking forward to connecting with people and learning. And, you know, because, I mean, when you step away from operations for even 6 to 8 months, things change so rapidly. And you know that, being in the prop tech space, I mean, things are always changing. And I'm excited to see what's new and what we can bring back to Capital Square Living to improve what we're doing here. Apartmentalize is on the list. And then probably Vamacom will be one of our, it's a pretty close portfolio for the time being. Our footprint is mostly, you know, Richmond and the greater Virginia area. As we move through the onboarding schedule for those properties in the future, we'll branch out into the Atlanta market. We'll be in North Carolina, Raleigh, and Asheville, North Carolina. And then we've got some properties in Chattanooga, and we have some properties in Kentucky. So kind of the South, mid-Atlantic South footprint. So you'll see me around. I've already, you know, talked to VAMA, Virginia Apartment Management Association to say, hey, I want to be a partner. Anytime I can, you know, speak or help or whatever, you just let me know.
That's cool. I'm really excited for you, Steve. I think you all are going to do big things, and hearing you talk about that, it does really feel like the A-team is back together. And those are some familiar names for me. And whether it's myself or one of our sales team members, definitely plan on us trying to woo you at Apartmentalize this year. I think Atlanta is going to be a lot of fun in June.
Yeah, me too. Looking forward to it.
Well, for folks that want to get in touch with you or learn more about Capital Square Living, and you might have to, you know, even reference your press release, what's the best way for people to learn more, figure out how they can get in touch without pitch slapping, and of course, pique your interest because you're such a familiar face in the space?
Yeah, well, so I will update my contact information on LinkedIn. I've been incognito for the last few months, but you know, it's swunch@capitalsquareliving.com. As the day that this episode releases, our website will be live, capitalsquareliving.com. It will represent our full portfolio because we want folks, especially folks who are, you know, in some of those markets where they've heard the news, because, you know, when we notified our third party management partners, they let their teams know. And so folks are in those markets kind of wondering who is Capital Square Living and what are they all about. And so you'll see a representation of a 55 community portfolio of about 14,000 units, which is what will be come the, you know, June of 2024. So we're looking at a little more than a year worth of transitions, but it's a beautiful portfolio, some amazing assets in some great markets. We've got a really great leadership team. Our stories and bios will be up on the website. Our social presence will be live at that point in time as well. Ryan Perez has done an amazing job, and I have to tell you, she was our VP of marketing at Landmark. And where she was 7 years ago to where she is now, she is kicking butt and taking names. And I am amazed. I sit in awe at what she's been doing here. She's really done an amazing job, as has everybody. I mean, everybody's, you know, we've had a lot of heavy lifting because you don't know. I mean, you see my office. There's nothing here because we built this bad boy from nothing. And so she's been amazing. And I'm just so proud of the great work that she's done. Courtney just started with us as our regional manager this week. On Tuesday was her first day officially, and she's already knocking things out of the ballpark. So I'm so excited to see what we're going to be able to accomplish together.
I am too. Well, I'll definitely be keeping tabs. I'm sure you're going to get lots of congratulatory messages, and I'm sure it's going to be fun to come out of incognito next Monday. But
not the closet for the second time in my life.
Well, Steve, I respect the hell out of you, and congratulations to you and the team, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the circuit.
Thanks, Mike, and I could say the same for you. I appreciate the opportunity to finally get the chance to share with you some of what's going on in my world, and let me know how I can help you guys.
I will. Talk soon.
All right. Cheers.